Well, there are a lot of different ways, metaphors that people use to explain the global economy. It's a complex system. Some people describe it as a kind of enormous teeter-totter where everything needs to remain in balance.
Who describes it that way?
Actually,
playground. Who describes it that
way? Are you describing economists as playground philosophers?
An enormous teeter-totter?
Yeah. Where everything kind of needs to remain in balance, or one thing, you know, rises while another crashes.
All right.
But as we suggested earlier, we want to think of it today as a chain. Every data point, every business in that is a link in that chain, and the fortunes of one is sort of linked down that line somewhere to the fortunes of everybody else down the line.
Teeter-totter made of chain. No.
No. The teeter-totter, you know, set
different
that aside.
Thing.
Forget
the
teeter-totter. Great. All right. So small businesses in the U.S., they may not be the largest links in that chain, but they pull their weight. Small businesses in the U.S. employ about 50% of the American workforce, and they account for about 64% of the new job growth. Unfortunately, right now, they're not accounting for any job growth because they're not hiring. That's right. That's certainly true for you. Like, Frank Goodnight, you're the president of Diversified Graphics Incorporated in North Carolina. You've got 12 full-time employees, and you're not hiring more.
That's correct.
Why not?
Well, people have the misconception that we hire people just because we want to hire people. We hire people because we have the business, and it warrants getting more people to produce product. We don't have the business right now, so we certainly don't need to hire anybody additional.
All right. But, Frank, we've been hearing all kinds of stories about the $2 trillion in cash that U.S. corporations and businesses have and that they're sitting on. Are you not part of that pool of cash?
Well, no. No small business is. No small business has a wealth of money backed up. I mean, we were prepared for the recession. That's why we're still here. But I will tell you, small businesses do it pretty much week by week, month by month, and year by year.
Also with us, Marva Allen, a managing partner of Human Bookstore in Harlem with 6 employees. And Marva, are you hiring?
Absolutely not. We're not hiring at all.
Why not?
Well, in fact, our workforce has shrunk because the economy is so bad, and we don't have the business, as he said, to support a new employee.
And yet I understand that you're actually very busy.
Yes, for the first time in a long time, we've had an extraordinarily busy month, which has thrown us into a loop because we don't have enough employees to manage. So a retail business 7 days a week using 6 employees when you really should have 10 is very stressful.
All right. So we've heard from Frank Goodnight with a printing company out of North Carolina, Marva Allen with a bookstore in Harlem, and Doug Pettigrew joins us as well, owner of Electronic Brain Solutions, which does computer repair in Wyandotte, Michigan. And Doug, are you hiring?
Absolutely not, for the same exact reasons. We had a pretty busy month this month, and it would have helped. I have a couple of contract employees that I go to from time to time, and it would have helped to been able to have a couple of full-time people with me, but because of the ups and downs, like Frank said, when we do it, you know, week to week, it's hard to justify, you know, you can't bring on someone for a week and then let them go. So it's really hard right now.
All right. So, Doug, let me ask you and Marva the same question. You say that you've had a busy month recently. How many of those busy months would it take to string together before you'd consider hiring somebody?
I'd have to get at least a solid 6 months of decent, straight, not up and down, but straight profit from that.
Marva, what about you?
I think I would say exactly the same. I wouldn't feel comfortable, you know, unless I had a 6-month succession of good business.
Well, Frank, let me ask you, your printing company in North Carolina, and let me ask you, what do you attribute this sort of staggering economy to? Why do you think your printing company is still slow?
Well, for one thing, all of our customers are very slow, and of course, it's sort of like that teeter-totter you were talking about. But if our customers are slow, we're going to be slow. We're very fortunate that we do a lot of work for municipalities and for the state and for also nonprofits, and they've maintained us through all of this. But most of our customers, especially the builders and the people that do developments, they're dying out there. They're not building homes. They're not selling homes. And until homes recover, I don't think the entire economy can make it.
Frank, you know, a lot of Fortune 500 companies are going to report record, if not significant, profits this quarter. They have access to the international market. Are you sort of stuck in the U.S. domestic market, and there are real limitations if you have to rely on your local demand?
Well, no, actually, we have a customer in Belgium, and that's the wonderful thing about the internet. But, you know, we don't have enough of that to carry us over. But I have several friends that have international businesses, and I will tell you, their international businesses have not been stellar.
All right. Well, Doug, what about you with computer repair? I would assume that your business is all domestic. It's all local.
It's very much local and domestic. We do some remote support over the Internet. Just like Frank said, that's the magic of the Internet. But a majority of it is done here. And, I'm kind of stuck. You know, if people aren't making money to afford to get their computer fixed, they just don't.
That's Doug Pettigrew with Electronic Brain Solutions. Marva, I hear you agreeing there in the background.
Well, I do agree, because not only is my business local, it's also regional in many ways, because we're a niche market bookstore. And so I think we feel the pressure twice as hard, because we are in a neighborhood where the statistics are just simply awful, where the unemployment rate is the highest. And so, we clearly feel it, being a domestic company.
All right, let me quickly ask all three of you the same question. Marva, do you think the economic recovery is slow or not there?
Not there from Goodnight.
Frank Goodnight says not there. Marva?
I believe slow.
All right, Doug Pettigrew?
I would say not there right now.
Right now. How soon do you see it turning around?
It's hard to say, because you get an indicator that's up 1 month and down the next.
All right. We definitely want to throw this question out to our listeners as well. Certainly, if you have a small business, let us know if you're hiring or not and whether or not you see signs of an economic recovery at all. Frank, good night. Doug and Marva said 6 months before they would start hiring again. How many months do you need?
I would think it would take at least 6 months before we could turn this ship around.
6 months of good, solid business.
Right.
Frank Goodnight is the president of Diversified Graphics Incorporated. That's a printing company out of North Carolina. 12 full-time employees right here now, not hiring. Doug Pettigrew, owner of Electronic Brain Solutions, which does computer repair in Wyandotte, Michigan, has 2 contract employees, also not hiring. And also not hiring, Marva Allen, managing a partner of Human Bookstore in Harlem with 6 employees. Thank you so much to Marva, Doug, and Frank.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing. Or
politics.
Country music.
Hockey.
Sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.